Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
The wildly quotable Winston Churchill quipped, "I am ready to meet my maker." But whether my maker is prepared for the great ordeal of meeting me is another matter. Get cozy as the witches turn the grim into giggles in this Life After Death episode. And now, Lisa, Shirley, and Daryl. Daryl, Shelley, and Lisa. Oh, good Lord, somebody help me. You know what I'm trying to say.
Hey, guys, guess what day it is? It's Witchy Wednesday, the day of For Whom the Bell Tolls. That's what our show is called today, For Whom the Bell Tolls. I came up with this crazy little idea, probably more towards a Halloween thing, but we did our last show was about, you know, New Orleans and spooky stuff, so we kind of went with a little bit of that same theme. So I'm excited to see what my witches have come up with this week. And when I say my witches, I want to say I got my good witch, Miss Shelley Majors, over here on my right.
Hadley Ho.
And then I got my bad witch, Miss Lisa Brown, my wife, over here on my left.
What up, yo?
And yo, I'll be your man witch today, because that's what I am. That's what I do. But
perfect.
Let's get this Wednesday rolling. What do you say, guys? Yeah.
He ain't no sloppy Joe.
No, he ain't. That was a good intro.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank
you. I just feel not as...
I want to curtsy. It was that formal.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Well, we've been rehearsing this particular show for minutes.
Yeah.
So you guys are in for a treat.
What was that?
What was that?
I don't know. That we're doing scary material and the dogs started looking towards the door.
Something just clicked back in that corner over there.
That is really weird.
By the Ouija board?
I don't know.
Weird.
Are there some guys, friendly spirits, I hope? Wow.
If we end up, it being
if the bells toll for us today.
Then we know. Yeah, did somebody walk in? Lock the front door? Is somebody going to come and kill us?
Let's go do that.
Okay.
Can we take a pause?
I locked all the doors.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And do you have a weapon? Dude?
So with that being said, the first question is...
We do have video going. So
I know, so we know that this is true. So for our intro, we have what scares you.
Doors being unlocked, intruders while you're home. I'm telling
you, our girls over at the Ouija board are messing with us today.
That is crazy.
The last show, she got a call from New Orleans.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And we were talking about... Holland.
Yeah.
Indeed. So. Yeah, there's some freaky shit going on.
I like it.
How afraid are you, with supernatural versus actual human danger?
Supernatural meaning what?
Like ghosts, as opposed to, a guy in a dark alley.
Okay.
A guy in a dark alley, I can see it probably take on a ghost. I'm like, where the fuck are you?
The thing that's funny is, my mind is scared of stuff like that more than I am. Because, example. Yesterday? We were at work and there was a homeless guy that was just walking around my building and being creepy and weird.
Welcome to my everyday.
It doesn't usually happen in Arvada as much.
Right.
No, it's happening a lot more as a spooky thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But
go ahead, honey.
I had to run down to one of my clients' cars because she forgot something in my salon and Daryl was talking to our neighbor whatever. And he freaked out because he's like, "Why did you go down there?" And I was like, "She forgot something." And he's like, "Well, there's that scary guy." I have no concept of that.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't scare me.
Yeah.
And stuff. I don't get scared to walk by myself. I don't, you know, whereas Daryl will be like, let me walk you to your car. Let me, you know, and stuff. And I have absolutely no concept of being scared.
And even when she, if I'm not at work and she's, stays and she comes home late, I'm like, call me. So, you know, I worry about, you know, there's, it's weird, but go ahead.
You're safe then, sorry. And we do live in a pretty safe part of the world in most respects, but that's what everybody says in every true crime thing. We never thought it would happen here.
Yeah.
I just don't get scared in that aspect. Although I can, in my mind, I can sit there and freak myself out laying in my bed, making up scenarios that don't even exist.
Right.
Okay. But yet when it comes to...
You know why that is?
Why?
You sleep to too much true crime shit.
There's that, but that might qualify more as anxiety than an actual fear for your safety.
Yeah.
I think there are different levels of it, and I'm not trying to contradict you, but I think you're more anxious than you are fearful.
Absolutely.
And there's a very healthy amount of fear that keeps you from doing stupid things, like always lock your front door, et cetera, et cetera. And that's a good thing, but what, do you have any unreasonable fears? Like, it's just like, with dead birds, for instance.
Yes, she's
definitely afraid of that.
Yeah.
You know what's weird is we, besides just whatever happened over there, just a minute ago, Clee, since we've been in this house the last 2 years, I haven't, I've experienced a couple of weird things.
Yeah.
We have a wine tree upstairs that was swaying by itself one time.
No.
And I was playing a video game, and I picked up my phone, and I videotaped it, and I'm like, look, I'm clear over here, and that thing's swaying. And none of the dogs were even downstairs. I thought maybe one of the dogs knocked into it. I forgot to tell you this. The other night I was doing some dishes, and I heard... I thought Fiona had come... I did tell you this.
You did tell me,
And I thought Fiona had come downstairs. I turned around, not a dog in sight.
I just have a fear of Daryl losing his mind and forgetting that he told me stuff when he... No, just kidding.
That fear is valid.
Yeah.
That is a rational fear.
No, he did tell me that, but he's like, I think we have ghost dogs.
We have ghost dogs. Noise.
Yeah.
But yeah,
maybe it's a really big rat.
Well, and he says that he can hear their collars too.
Yeah.
Like,
I can hear the tinkle.
Twinkling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, I'll turn around and I always think it's Fiona, and so, and they're looking, nothing.
But she
there.
Doesn't leave my side once she goes upstairs.
Once once she's upstairs, she's good for the night.
Were you listening to the show? Because their tinkled collars show up on the show.
No, I'll just have some music on, or sometimes not even have music on. I'll have the TV in the background for, you know.
Ooh.
But yeah, what I usually do is I play a video game, and I come in, do a little dishes, and go back to my video game, you know. So,
yes.
But I'm like, what the hell was that? But yeah, so... but like I said, our old house definitely was haunted.
But I'm not afraid of like supernatural stuff.
No, they
really
don't
bother me. I don't think so either.
Yeah.
And especially if you can confront them and say, you know, are you a benevolent spirit? Are you this or that? How can I help you? Do you need to get to another?
Yeah,
how can
to another I help dimension. You? Yeah, mm-hmm. What do you?
Right. And don't try to scare me. Don't be an asshole ghost.
Right.
Nobody likes
assholes.
Well, that's like with the Ouija board.
Yeah.
I've had so many people freaked out about that. And I'm like, you know what? It's almost kind of comforting to me because it's on the table that my mom played on when she was a little girl.
Right.
So, and she believed in that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's kind of more like a protector to me because I'll come down. Anytime I'm down here, I say, hey, girls, what's up? You know,
right,
and stuff. I always interact with them.
Right. And they might want to send you a message.
Like, so maybe they're like, yeah. Through something. You need to talk about us more.
Maybe. Who knows? But.
Yeah, I guess there's a million different things that can be conductors, as our friend Jen Bates Hogaboom would tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they have something to say.
Yeah.
Are you guys afraid, like, do scary movies scare you?
Yes.
If I could find one that's scary. Everything
I haven't
that they
seen
turn
one
out now
that's
is
scary
just,
in a while.
It's shitty. Like I've said in the past, Jaws scared me more than any freaking scary movie.
Terrifying, because it could really happen, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I believe in something like that. Yeah, that could happen. But a guy in a long scream mask chasing me with a knife, I'm like...
That one didn't scare me so much. And then I think they tried to get more comical with it.
Yeah.
But all of the Japanese reincarnations, like The Ring and The Grudge and stuff like that.
Conjuring or whatever.
Yeah, no thanks. Too scary.
Really?
Yeah, nope, can't do it.
I can't remember the last movie that actually scared me.
Mm.
I think the only movies that scared me, I said this in, what, episode 5 or something back when, was Amityville Horror and When a Stranger Calls, and I've never seen either one of them.
I know, the commercials were so scary.
Commercials scare me so bad.
And the legend behind them.
See, yes. And the thing that I think really, like being with Jaws and stuff, because you know that can happen. When we watched that documentary about the Vegas thing,
yeah.
I that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah,
because I'm like, I can't do it. But it makes you almost paranoid not to want to go to a big show or something, like, because it could happen.
That thing
I watched, that was scared the shit out of me. Yeah. Like, holy, you know.
Absolutely. I can't even imagine. Like, post 9/11, everybody was really afraid to do large group things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah, you didn't want to be a target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The real fears. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Do you guys have any, like, phobias? Like, I have dead bird phobia.
Oh, yeah, Buried Alive, number one for almost everybody. Fuck that. You know, what a slow, terrible, panic way to die. Your heart just explodes from terror. Nope. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nope.
Mine would be drowned in glitter.
Yeah? You would be a beautiful corpse, though. Oh, you'd be a shiny, glamorous corpse.
Look at him, though, folks. I'd be like, oh, yeah.
He looks like a disco ball.
Would you rather drowned in glitter or... have like be you have to roll in Elmer's glue and then roll in glitter and live.
Ooh,
what are you trying to do to me here?
Might be like Goldfinger, where he climbs up all his pores and he dies anyway.
I'm about to go sit at the little table.
Just she's shaking in the corner, rocking back and forth.
He looks like an Academy Award. We start calling him Oscar.
There's old Oscar the Grouch there, but he's glittery.
Yeah, if we don't win this prize, we'll make our own award. That's how this is going to go.
Oh, God,
what about you, Lisa? Do you have another phobia?
I'm afraid of heights.
What's your worst way to go?
I have that on my list.
Okay, is that in the meat?
Yeah, that's fine. It doesn't matter. We can do it. There's no rules.
Yeah, there's no rules to podcasting.
Just fine.
We're the Applebee's of podcast.
I think that the worst way to go, the one that always, I'm always afraid this, okay, so this is my thing. This is how I see my death almost every single day to and from work.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Careful.
I'm not even kidding.
No.
I'm afraid that we're going to be driving, something's going to fly off the car in front of us, it's going to go through the windshield and decapitate.
You've watched too many of those kid shows.
Well, that happened in Six Feet Under, and it happened to one of my mom's friends, and I think your mom told you the same story, too. Like, maybe. In the 50s or 60s, there was more tailgaters. Things were less secured in the back of farm trucks and cylindrical.
Yeah.
Head ticker offer. Windshields were different. People used to actually die that way.
Yeah, that freaks me out.
Yes.
Although I guess that would be really fast. So I don't know, but so like the end result's not as bad because there's like torture-y ways.
But you won't
like,
have an open casket.
I don't want a casket open. I don't want one of those either. We'll get into it. I think as far as like really going or whatever, like, did you ever see that movie? I think it was The Deep, but I'm not for sure. But the girl dives into a swimming pool and then she goes up and they put a sheet of glass on the swimming pool and she couldn't get up.
No, I can totally picture the girl. And it was kind of one of those crazy haunted house but planned mysteries where, oh, come to my rich house in the Hamptons. You're all welcome, young, beautiful people.
Right.
And they all get killed off one by one. And yes, she came up and there was glass over the swimming pool. I can remember that.
Hell, because you just know there's no way.
You'll never have another breath of air again, and you're just fucked.
Yeah, oh, it's shit. Like when you're, like, let's say you're drowning in the ocean, you maybe have that little smidgen of, maybe I can get to the top.
Maybe.
This you could, you're no, like, no, no. There's glass.
Nope, that's not saran wrap. I'm properly screwed.
Right.
In my head, that girl was Ally McGraw. Is that a possibility?
Maybe.
Early
80s? She was had a dark beautiful. Hair.
She was a blonde gal, wasn't she?
No. She had dark hair.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'm not for sure.
Beautiful young lady.
It was like a blondish, brownish, reddish color.
With a spot
she was
of,
like, let's all agree. She had hair.
Her hair was straight.
She was a short, tall, medium.
Her name started with J. L. K.
She had five fingers on each hand, though.
Oh. Her name was not Heather.
No,
but I remember that scene. That was really great.
So I think that would be the worst way.
Yes, swimming pool glass, number one.
That would be your favorite, your scariest day.
Yeah, no,
my scenario is I'd hate to die of fire, being on fire.
Sure, oh my God.
Because you're still going to feel all that pain.
Yes, and inhaling,
You're on fire. What do you?
You would just hope that it would go fast.
Yeah. And hopefully you would pass out from the inhalation.
My decapitation.
And like a drowning, it might be faster
you
than
would
you
hope.
Think.
Yeah.
Or falling off a building. I think you get your body goes into shock.
Yeah,
and maybe
you'd
have
so.
A heart attack.
Or you just like, going, that. That's coming real fast.
You know what would be terrible? Have you seen, and I think it was in the movie Witness, but you know, growing up No, I didn't grow up on a farm, but my parents did. Mm-hmm. And we'd go visit, and people could actually drown, like, in the grain silos.
Yeah, I've seen that,
Can
too.
Can you imagine? No. And you wouldn't be able to move and just share just blackness. It's, oh, God.
Yeah, well, because you are afraid of quicksand, right?
I'm afraid of everything. Scooby-Doo scares me, so yes. Yes, quicksand is a problem. You know
that little kid show, Goosebumps? Pretty sure the fuck is.
Well, speaking of that, is there any books that scared you? I mean...
Oh, God.
Books in general.
Yeah.
Books, it scares me to read.
Absolutely. No, It, The Stand, all of them.
I remember reading... What was the Dark Half?
Was that the Stephen King one that was a series?
No.
The Dark Tower?
It was called The Dark Half, and it was about a writer.
Oh.
And he,
yes.
I think Johnny Depp played him in the movie.
Yes. Yep,
or whatever. Yep. Mm-hmm. In high school, I was reading that book, and I loved to read Stephen King, but I was so scared that I locked myself in the bathroom in the bathtub.
Yes.
And so, like, I made a bed in the bathtub and was reading the book, and then my mom found me in the bathtub, like, with my little blanket and everything the next morning.
Oh, Lisa, I didn't know that about you.
And then I didn't go to school.
I think I might have even mentioned this on the show.
Imagine that.
Right? I know I certainly mentioned it to you, but it was one of his more recent short stories, and by more recent, maybe 12, 15 years ago. But it was a short story compilation, and one of the short stories were these two dudes that got in a fight over land or property or something like that. And the older dude, when the younger dude, his neighbor, was in the porta potty, he tipped it over so the door was down. So the guy couldn't open the door. He's horizontal. He's surrounded by shit water. And it's like 8,000 degrees outside in California. So he's stuck in there. He can't get out. He's just, surrounded by fecal matter.
Bubbling.
There's no way to get out.
And this was Woodstock 99, correct? I'm sorry. No.
I think that's what inspired it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nightmare upon nightmare.
Right.
And not being able to escape that situation. And being running out of clean air and being so hot and just hopeless and terrified and just waiting to starve to death, basically. It does have kind of a happy, disgusting ending, but don't read it.
Okay.
Wow.
Perfect. Yeah.
I'm not a book reader.
No.
We just started reading books.
Yeah.
Me and my wife started reading books.
We have two in the country.
I got hooked on phonics. Now I read.
There is a mouse in the house.
Yeah.
Not with a fox, not with a box. No, thank you. It's a team sport now.
Yep.
Well,
no, we got a little reading area, and
we're starting to
read every single day.
You guys are fucking precious.
It's so cool.
Well,
I like it.
They're real cute.
Okay, well, we have a lot more to talk about from the dark side.
We sure
sounds
do.
Good.
Yeah.
After your cute little breakfast book nook thing, what scares me is dying alone. You guys are so cute.
Maybe you'll find somebody to read with, too.
You won't
Maybe
die alone. So. You'll just hang out with us.
There you go. Fine. You can read with us, too.
I'll be your third witch.
Perfect. Yeah, we love it. Okay.
Okay, we'll be back with some meat.
Alrighty.
And potatoes. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the meat of our program, which is the main part.
Are you going to cut?
It's like it's the sandwich.
Yeah.
It's not the bread. The intro's the bread.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And now we're layering it.
Yeah, we have the meat, and then when we talk about which
that's the cheese.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the which minute.
Is the mayo.
Okay, can I talk?
Every week.
Okay.
She's every week, every day.
I can't even make my own sandwiches. Just kidding.
Even metaphorical sandwiches.
That's actually, a sandwich sounds really good.
Sure does.
I really like sandwiches.
I like you.
Aww.
I think you're super.
Aww, thank you. That's going to make me cry. I'm going to pretend.
Next week, let's all bring each other sandwiches.
Yeah. See what we match.
Yeah, see what you would like.
Oh.
No tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Unless it's a fried green tomato at the Sassafras. Okay. Anyways, here's the meat.
What you got?
Okay. So I'm going to ask a bunch of questions, and then I'm going to end it. When you can ask questions too. I don't have to be the only one.
No.
But I got a bunch of good ones. Here we go. Do you believe?
Do the hair ties.
Life after love. No. Do you believe in life after death?
Yeah.
So You believe that there's an afterlife.
You go to a different afterlife.
Totally.
Yeah.
Do you believe that there's an after? Like, okay, you believe in heaven and hell? Yes, both of you, or
no, just heaven.
You don't believe that bad people go to hell?
There might be like a what's it called? What's it in between your place?
Purgatory?
The parking lot? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Parking lot.
Yes, there's a parking lot in heaven. I think hell's kind of dumb.
Okay, so what about reincarnation? Or do the hell people go reincarnated and the good people just go to heaven?
So I took my own religion and I took some of Christianity and the thing with the elephant with eight arms and I put them together because, I think just science-wise, energy becomes energy becomes energy. So I would like to be, you know, either buried without a coffin or cremate, just cremate me, please. But sprinkled in the oceans and the earth or whatever to make more trees, to make more people, to make more birds, to make more whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think my body helps the earth and my spirit goes to somewhere else.
So you believe in a soul and a spirit?
Yes.
Nice.
Daryl?
I totally do believe in reincarnation.
Right.
You know, and I have a story about that, but we can tell that. But
you can go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, we've got time. It's our show.
I got a crazy story. Story. So when
is it a Canadian story?
I was probably about 9 or 10, and I was talking to my mom, and I said, you know, one of my most favorite vacations that we ever went on was, and I told her, explained this whole vacation thing and the scenario and the pool area and the hotel room and a picture on a wall in the hotel room. And the whole time I'm telling this story, you know, I'm kind of doing this and I look over and my mom is freaking like, what the hell?
She has like gaping mouth.
She's
right?
Looking at me like, what are you talking about? And she goes, for one, honey, she never talked about it, you know, because it was something that happened. But she goes, I don't even know. We never went on that vacation. You're talking about a vacation I was on when I was 12 years old.
Oh, my God.
And she goes, and we stayed. It was like in Glenwood Springs area. And when I told her, I said, our room was right next to the pool. And you went out the gate and into the room. And I said, I just remember the picture of the sailboat on the wall. And my mom lost her shit. She goes, that's me. I was there. But she had never told me the story. God.
It's like a genetic memory.
The funny thing was, she had met a boy at the pool during that time, and when they were at the pool, whatever, asked if he could go and use their restroom and went into that room.
What the fudge?
Yeah.
That is wild and crazy.
But she's like, she goes, I had no reason to ever even tell you that story.
So was Daryl that boy?
Yeah.
Life before?
Did I meet my mother
before? Thank you for explaining that. I was a couple of seltzers in. That's really intense.
We don't know.
I thought he had just inherited the memory, but maybe
that
he was that little kid.
That's one thing my mom goes, she goes, the weird thing about it was I did meet a boy there, and he asked, you know, my room's clear crossway, can I use your restroom? And so she took him in and let him use the restroom, and like right as you walked in, and then you took this is how vivid I remember this, you took a left to go down this hallway to go to the bathroom, but there was a picture of this sailboat on this wall.
Holy crap.
And I explained everything to her, and my mom was freaking the fuck. She got across. Get out of my house. No.
But I wonder why that's such a very specific memory for both of you. That's insane.
But like she said, she goes, I have no reason to have ever even told you that story because it happened when she was 12 years old.
Or for her to even remember it.
Yeah. And then when I was telling the story, I think it brought back like, wait a minute, that's my story. Yeah.
Well, so, I totally believe in that.
So do you, obviously you believe in reincarnation.
Well, I do. And then after John passed away, I went and had a reading done. Mm-hmm. And the gal that did my reading didn't know anything about John, and so we went and just, you know, and had this reading and stuff, and she goes, well, you know why you two hit it off when you first met? And I go, and I said, why? And she goes, because you guys have had known each other through different lives. When you guys, the very first night you guys met each other, first night I met John, we became best friends, that night, and we didn't separate until he passed away, but she's like, because you guys have had this experience before, you've met before, and you gravitated to him, and so you carried on your legacy of being friends again in another life.
Like shoes and socks.
So, okay, so do you believe in heaven and hell?
I do believe in hell.
Okay, at what point are you reincarnated? How many times do you have to go through the life on Earth before you go to either heaven or hell?
I think I'm kind of almost the same type of person maybe I've been before, because I do genuinely pull over when I see somebody on the side of the road and try to help them out. You know, if I believe I've always been that type of person that's done that. I don't think I've gone to hell yet, you know. I don't think I've done anything to have to go to hell.
I think that's a valid answer.
So my question is, so you keep being reincarnated. So mm-hmm. you haven't been to heaven or to hell yet.
Yeah, I think that...
do you have to do something specific miraculous to get to either one?
I don't know because... That's a hell of a question.
Thanks.
It really is. You know, so do you feel like you have to keep coming back until your purpose is fulfilled?
Right.
Something yeah. How many that times end. Do you... Yeah, how many yeah, rounds how many, do you yeah. get?
Right. Maybe
you
know, when this, you're done.
But I guess maybe...
And can you believe in both? I mean, it's mm-hmm. or is it one or the other? I'm not saying that I'm right or I'm wrong. Or yeah. I'm just asking.
No.
I like
no.
both. Maybe yeah. you have to keep coming back till you learn whatever you're supposed to learn. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, well, that goes back to when... Let's say, like a Jeffrey Dahmer, who at the end of his life said he became a born-again Christian, this and that, uh-huh. and accepted God into his life.
Does he get another shot?
Now, did you, the shit that you did, does he go, yeah, you tried, but no.
That's the whole thing and stuff. I mean, we can get it. That's a whole other show. Or was he an evil person
throughout his life, his previous lives, and this one, we're giving you another try.
And was it nature and nurture? And yeah, we could go on for days.
Well, yeah, and that's a whole mm-hmm. other show as mm-hmm. far as, I mean, you always hear about these people who are in death row who find God. Mm-hmm. And it's like, to me, that's so fucking convenient.
Right.
You know, and stuff. It's like, I mean, I really hope that it's true.
Sure.
Well, yeah, but and I hope whatever and stuff, and I don't know because I have absolutely, I mean, and I'm going on my whole thing.
No, it's fine.
I wish that I had, like, there these people who are so religious and believe in something, I would love that for myself, and I just don't have it.
I understand.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's a comfort for them.
Yes, and I think that's amazing. So if that is really a thing, and you can kill and eat all the people you want, mm-hmm. and then just repent at the end of your life, and that makes you okay, I don't know. But...
kind of feels like cheating.
It does. It right. just feels like it. That's the. I mean, what about, you know, what about me who I've done the best that I could for mm-hmm. all of my life, and on my deathbed, they're like, but did you believe in God? I'm like, yeah, not so much.
Yeah, if you say no, and, you know, like, okay,
and then I'm like, am I reincarnated or I go right to hell? Like, I don't believe that. I think that I'm a good person, and I know that a lot of people struggle with this, and I'm not the only one, and I'm not the best at articulating it and stuff, but that's how I feel. I mean, it's sad because I wish that I had that. I wish I believed mm-hmm. in heaven and hell, and I don't.
You had that comfort, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to ask Mike Majors. I think that's why they call it the mystery of faith, but he'll mm-hmm. correct me if I'm incorrect.
Man, yeah.
But, I mean, really, if your end goal is met, where do you go? Because mine is to rock and roll all night and party every day.
Yeah.
And I live by those words every day.
This yeah. might maybe be this is your heaven.
Maybe so.
And I don't like to do those things, so no. I'm going to go.
And you always have those people that go, well, we're walking on hell as on earth. You know, as we live, we're walking on hell. I'm like, if you think that way, then you are in hell. I know, yes, there's stuff that happens every day, mm-hmm. folks. But to me, this, I love my life. Well, I love where I live.
We're in a pretty good scenario for sure. Right. There's some terrible things happening around us.
When people say that we're on a walking hell, I'm like, okay.
Yeah. It's like, hey, maybe you should lighten up, motherfucker.
Have a seltzer, dude.
Yeah, that got a little deep. Okay. So,
I'm going to give you Daphne's number, bro. Go have some chicken.
Exactly.
Okay, so if you died today, what would you regret not doing?
Ooh.
Oh, man.
I've done most everything I wanted to do. I don't think I've ever made out with a girl.
Do you want to?
Not really.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Do you regret that?
Daphne, I don't know.
You're like, am I missing out on something?
I don't know.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Did your coconuts click together?
When best friends become best friends?
I don't know. I really don't regret anything. I kind of lived my life without
regrets. You've never kissed a girl?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. I've kissed, you know, like a friend kiss, but not like a la.
Like a hey. What la, la. How about you?
A la la la?
Yes.
I kissed a long kiss with no tongue.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, like a long face kiss? Who'd you kiss?
Somebody who listened to the show, so I can't.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with me? You didn't know it was on my list?
Hey, why don't you give her a snooch right now?
Do I have to use tongue?
I like where our relationship is.
No, that's funny.
That'd be weird.
I don't want to go next level with you.
Yeah. I think, you know, one of the biggest things in my life that I cherish and I love the most, besides my kids and my family and my wife and stuff, I love travel.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel somehow, some way, I've got to figure out a way to get to Australia.
Done. Let's do it.
It just takes money.
Let's make some more money.
Yeah. Sell some of your shit.
Speaking of, if you guys want to join our Patreon,
we'd like to take the good witch, bad witch, and man witch down to
help get these kids to Australia. Sure.
Yeah.
On your dime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. But yeah, I would love that. But if you get down there,
what do you want to see and do?
I just really, really want to see. It sounds kind of silly, but I want to see their beaches. I've heard that they, I mean, some of the
Coral
best
reef.
Beaches,
yeah.
some of the best beaches to surf and everything, because they have,
yep.
you know, just, it would.
And you're such a big surfer.
Well, no, not that
it's
I want
to surf. It's fun to watch surfing,
yo,
bro, I think.
I got to mosh on my mellow.
Mosh on my
He is so surf-wise.
Yeah.
Dad, you're crushing my groove, bro.
You're crushing my,
moshing my mellow.
Why are you moshing my mellow, man?
That's gonna be a new phrase.
He belongs there.
Yeah,
he just but like, it'll fit
you know
right
in. You know, in Australia, they're like, put another shrimp on the marshmallow.
No, that's the other part of the island.
That's
the Bobby people.
Yeah,
now, man.
They're totally different.
Dude, we're on the s'mores island over here.
They're the ones with all the deadly scorpions.
Yeah, but no, I seriously would love to see that, and I'd love to see some of the wildlife.
Hmm.
You know, the Serengeti.
That's a different continent.
I wanted to see if you were paying attention.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cut the rains down in Australia.
Yeah.
Lisa?
Yeah.
What would your regret be if you died tomorrow?
I've never been in a musical.
Yet. Yeah, we need to make that happen.
I'd really, really like to do that.
Yeah, totally.
I know that me and it was funny because I asked Daryl one time, I was like, would you be not mad? I guess that's not the word, but like, if I got into a play, that I'd have to do a lot of rehearsals and
right.
I'd be gone.
He'd have to take care of the house and the business and the animals.
And he goes, when do you have time?
Well, you'd make time if you did all the other shit.
Well, no, I really could. I mean, seriously, I work until, you know, I don't know. And that's the thing.
You'd take a hiatus.
Yeah,
we go on vacation and she works.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
You know, and
I've
seen
it.
Yeah, come on now. So yeah, but no, I mean, I've always been a big promoter of my wife to do anything.
Yeah.
And I would love to see you do.
I would
50
love
year
that.
Old Annie.
Let's not think about the business or the practicality.
Yeah.
Of it.
I'll just start auditioning in the
musical. What musical would you do and what role would you play?
Oh God, I don't. You know. I don't know. I'd have to rethink
about
that.
You'd probably be Grisabella in Cats because you're an elder goth.
Cat. I don't really like Cats, though. Lock the corners of my mind.
Different memory, but still good.
Yeah.
Different memory.
Like the corners of my mind. I totally. Yeah, that was a different memory.
She's got
memory.
A square head.
Marcia is going to call us out on that one.
Yeah, she is.
For
I know.
Sure.
Sorry, I saw Cats.
But it was great. And then we both did both musicals. As the lady from All in the Family.
Right.
So that's fine.
Mine was more Carol Channing, but I always, you know, the things that I always wanted to do, I think I'm too old for now.
Oh, never.
You know, I can't play Anita
in
West Side Story.
We're doing practicalities. Okay. Your dream role in your dream show.
Yeah. It's you.
Who's you going to be? I don't care if it's Annie. You're 9. All of a sudden, you're 9.
No, it's not Annie. I'd probably like to do a chorus line.
Yeah. Tits and ass?
No, I always liked...
Pits and Puss?
Cassie.
No, the
Pits and Pussy said.
Pits and Puss.
That's my kind of life.
The Rosales character. Every day for a week.
Yeah.
Can we do Beauty and the Beast together?
Ice cream cone. Yes. The ice cream cone song. Yes.
That's a different
class.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Every day for a week. Yes.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I would do Grease. I would I'd like to be Rizzo in Grease.
Totally.
I would like to do
That's the worst thing you could do.
Annie, I'd like to do Godspell.
Back,
I'd like to do Hair.
Yes.
How come you quit doing theater?
What? How come I quit?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess.
We went and watched that. That was fun. Yeah,
my last show was Steel Magnolias. I think I was 33, 34 years old. I played Truvy.
So 2 years ago.
Yes.
Cool. Yes. Yeah. When'd you quit?
Okay. Lisa and I are auditioning next month.
Exactly. What's happening.
Well, and then another thing, I mean, I feel like this is my life's purpose and mission, and I don't know how to make it happen, but...
Is it your special save purpose?
Dogs. I want to save dogs. And yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily have to have my own dog rescue.
A foster.
I'd love to do that too. But I mean, even if I just volunteered at a place, and again, it all comes with time, you know, and stuff. I mean, I love to do stuff with you guys so much. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm saying is you're going to have to come with me.
There's only so many times in the day. Let's multitask.
It's all for one and one wrong.
We can do a podcast to watch in a dog rescue. Yes.
You're supposed to walk the Labradoodle. No, sorry, we're recording.
Yeah, it's fine. Sit. Okay, so I have more questions.
Please.
Okay. How would you like to die? What would be the worst way to die? What would be the best way to die?
Obviously, in your sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
Simple.
I would be dreaming. Like, uh-huh. I would be dreaming about being in a musical with you.
Aww. Frenchie.
Probably, while we're making out.
No, not that kind of Frenchie.
You know, the one that always cracks me up when people go, oh, I want to die having sex. I'm like, so you can fuck up the other partner's life for the rest of their life?
So they never have sex again?
Yeah.
They have to get disengaged at the ER?
No.
Gross. Come on, it happens.
You're like, oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Sprinkle some water on them. Nope, that didn't work.
Rub some dirt on it. No.
I totally agree. Yeah. In your sleep, but just as you're comfortable, and as much as I love my bed, I'll be like, God, this is the best.
That's right. And you think you're having a dream, but you're just headed up to heaven.
Yeah. And me, I'm like, oh God, I'm heading on another journey. See you in a couple of days.
There you go. You might come back as somebody else.
So, you guys, are you going to donate your organs?
Totally.
It's on my
driver's license.
I don't need them. Me too.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Okay. Me too.
Yeah, I always felt bad before. Like, I'm like, who's going to want my shitty eyes? But now my eyes are badass.
Right?
You can take them.
Perfect. I'll leave them at the door. Thank you, because I need them.
You did special order.
Yep. I wrote, and I don't know what I wrote.
Okay. I got one.
Please go.
Okay. So, one thing, and I may have mentioned this on the floor show before, but Dia de los Muertos,
mm-hmm.
I think it's really beautiful how the Mexican or Latin American culture really celebrates the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it less scary and more of a beautiful thing to reunite with your ancestors and that sort of thing. And I always mention the little movie Coco. I thought it was so cute and so well done by Pixar.
I need to see that.
It's quite lovely. Yeah. It's really, really good. And there's some twists and turns in there. But one of the things that they say in the movie that I really connected with and thought it was a good way to live your life. Basically, when the people in the afterlife... they can actually even disintegrate or disappear, and that's when they have their second death. So the first death is when you leave this mortal coil or whatever, and the second death is when nobody remembers your name.
Aww.
Yeah, so it's like keep your memory alive and tell stories about your friends mm-hmm. and your loved ones, and you'll always still stay in your happy place.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, so you like won't be dead, just one dead.
Okay, dead man.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Uno dedo. Is in Spanish.
I like it.
Well, okay, so we talked about life after death.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you think that there's life after death for animals?
Totally.
Like, so if there's a heaven and hell for us, there's a heaven
more
and hell for
so
them.
More so than us, don't you? They're sinless.
Yeah. Well, I swear to... Well, I don't know. If Bella made it through anywhere, I'll be surprised.
She might have been inconvenient, but she wasn't evil.
No, she was a sweet angel.
Of course.
Well, there's so many times, it's so funny because... Fiona will do something that totally reminds me of Guinness. Guinness.
What does she do that reminds you of Guinness?
Just her, she'll look at me in a way, or uh-huh. The way she was, or just even like, Guinness used to do that. He was kind of a bully too. He'd get on my stomach.
Yeah, he bullies you into just, loving him.
Yeah, stand on me, and she does it
like
to me.
She's like that too, yeah.
And I'm like, good God. I think that's why I'm so close with Fiona. I love that dog.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Guinness was my boy.
Oh, that's really, really sweet. Definitely. Yeah. Rainbow Bridge is a thing. For
oh,
sure.
Okay, so this is really deep.
Okay.
All right.
What are you willing to die for?
Ooh. Sour Patch Kids? They're delicious.
Snap into a Slim Jim. No, right. No.
And sometimes you don't have $2. You just got to dodge a bullet and you get yourself some Sour Patch Kids.
Right.
Let me think about it. What's yours? Obviously, friends, family, your animal.
I don't know.
Yeah, I almost jumped in a pit bull's mouth when Linus was in a fight.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, maybe the animals, not you guys.
You would die for either one of us?
Yeah, we can take care of ourselves.
You can take care of yourselves. Yeah. They can't. No, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, if you seriously, like...
You know, if there was going to be a nuclear war or something, and I was the pivotal reason for whatever, you know, like I was in charge of the button or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd die for that. It's just like you or everybody else. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll go.
Would you, this is, five people that you love, let's say your family members.
Is this a movie out right now?
No. Oh. Would you sacrifice their lives to save 5 million?
Oh, yeah, fuck those 5 million.
Really?
Yeah,
my people are good. You don't know.
Yeah.
She's
like
sitting in the house.
Yeah. That's why I'm not president.
And you can thank me, and you can thank me, and you over. Yeah, I did that.
You're not running?
That's a really great question. Yeah, man, I don't know. I know the older I get, the less afraid of death I am, because
really?
I can be like, well, you know, at least my toe won't hurt anymore. It's stubbing of a lifetime, guys. It's been 7 weeks.
Your toe?
Still throbbing. Mm. Yeah, it's not good.
Would you be willing to sacrifice your toe?
I was gonna say
for 5 people.
Yes, okay. Yes, I would.
Oh
yes.
Man,
yeah. Okay. Different questions. How about you? What would you do?
What would I be willing to die for? Or
would you sacrifice the people in your family for the good of mankind?
Lisa,
can I ask them if they'd be okay with it?
So how
don't get mad.
Right now, I'm going to ask you a big, big favor.
Drum.
You know.
You have 60 seconds. Figure it out.
So, hypothetically, if there was a meteor heading our way, that's too deep for me. I'm a question asker.
That was a really good question.
I hope you don't have Bob Marley toe.
What does that mean?
Did he die from that?
Yeah, he
did?
From a
I'll go after my trip.
Yeah. after my trip, which is in 3 fucking weeks, really?
Yeah.
You're going to have waterlogged toe by then.
Shelly, go.
It'll be fine.
I don't want nothing fucking with my trip.
No, I'll wear a bigger shoe. It's fine.
You know, that's funny because for me, that scenario, I've got some family members big. Sorry, I've got to save 5 million.
Exactly.
Dude. You're done.
You finally have an excuse.
Depends on what members.
Huh. Like I brought you in for this reason.
Oh, no.
You're going to walk through that door over there, and you too. And you might as well just keep them.
You're like, hey, Bruce Willis, come on, Armageddon, let's make some sacrifices.
That's a funny one, Lise.
So how would you like to be remembered after you go?
Oh, by my beautiful breasts, probably. They're really
That's how you're remembered now.
No, I guess for being kind, I would hope. I try to be thoughtful. I don't know that I am. And hopefully funny a little bit.
A little bit.
But really, mostly the girls. They're spectacular. Right. Just kidding.
For a 51-year-old?
For anybody.
She makes kidding. Pam Anderson just...
No.
Totally.
No, they're extremely forgettable. But what about you guys?
I say the same thing. I like I said before, I think I try and do my best to do good for a lot of people. And, you know, I've been one of those friends, like, I'm not one of those guys that, you know, hey, can you help me? Yeah, I'm going to help you.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, I'm just always made myself available to others. Does that
make
sense?
Every life, he's very helpful.
Every time
he comes back, he's just like, I'm here to
That's why God's going right now, yes, you did it again. Now.
That's right. I've got the tool chest.
My little Cub Scout, go that way.
Oh, my little Cub Scout. That's your new nickname.
It's
cute.
I thought it was Oscar.
That's Glitter Oscar to you.
Oh, gosh, what a horrible death.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I just want people to like me. I mean, just be like, I genuinely like her.
Yeah.
She just seems like really cool and really like... a neat person. She's funny.
Like an elder goth.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know.
You're very likable.
Yeah, I think so. And I want all the dogs to love me. I hope so. And I want to, I guess, it's funny because I kind of think, we have this conversation off air or whatever about somebody that I feel like I need to apologize to for being mean to when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, is it disingenuous if I'm only apologizing to make myself feel better? Like, would it... you know what I'm saying?
I
do know what you're saying. That's a great question.
Yeah,
I'd say do it anyway, because what's the harm?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want... The harm is that I don't want this person to just be like... I don't know. It just seems like I feel... Like, I would only be doing it for myself, which is counterintuitive.
You're not actually sorry, is the point.
No, I am.
Then
I
say really you're am. Sorry. Okay. You'll feel better. Okay. They might feel better,
sorry's
too.
Sorry's the best...
medicine.
Chim-chim-a-dee-chiroo. Okay. Sorry, the best medicine.
God, okay. Gosh, we got
fuck penicillin,
heavy.
Dude. Woo! Have some sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
Have a little sorry with you.
Put some sorry on your toe tonight, Shelly. You'll feel better about yourself.
Okay, so... I got more... How are we on time? Are we okay?
I'm where not is worried it? About it. It's our show.
It's no worry. It's our show. What do you want your services to look like? Mm. Or do you care? Mm. I don't really care, to be honest with
I
you.
I don't either. We're not going to be around.
We're not going to be there, but, if you think about it. But yeah. I've always... So I'm so weird.
Yeah, I know.
Because music is such a big part of my life, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I am so seriously more worried about the music that's
me
played
too.
At my funeral than anything because... I've been to some funerals. I'm like, oh, they would have hated that fucking song.
Yeah,
why would you even think that you can end the funeral with that song when I know for a fact... They wouldn't have wanted that song.
Right.
Indeed.
So that's one of my biggest things. So there's an envelope upstairs in the safe.
Okay.
Yeah, Lisa and Karen know my funeral songs.
Yeah,
let's do it.
But yeah,
seriously.
I think it's mostly like for the other people. I just want them to be entertained.
Yes.
I'm with the songs. Maybe we should plan our own, like, songs of your choice. And I want to make sure, like, if you do, like, a photo representation or whatever, that everybody's included.
So this,
you know, and all that kind of stuff.
One That's thing, because I'm going to be cremated, of course.
Right.
But I thought, you know, what better, like, I would really, this would be my dream come true, is if my oldest grandson were to carry my ashes and then all my grandkids in age followed behind him.
Oh, that's nice. That's really, really nice.
And then they put like a line and I'll snort it up.
No, that's John's funeral.
Like Ozzy, who just recently retired.
Yeah. No,
that's really good. I think I
pulled some grandpa's ass.
Little boop, 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 boops.
No, there would be none of that. But no, you know, to bring it in and then...
No, I mean like boop, boops, like in the
size-wise. Cute, cute. Yep.
Oh, but by then there would be grandkids and great-grandkids.
But how cool would that be?
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really, really neat.
And Lisa, are you getting cremated also?
Well, yes and no. I am getting cremated, but I want to be a tree.
Okay, yeah. So you only want me to burn your top half?
Yes.
And then plant the bottom half? An oak tree that only does shirts growing off of it?
Right.
Okay.
My legs are like roots. No, I want whatever they make your ashes into to be put into
a pod.
A pod and then
Brian
plant.
The same thing. I think that's beautiful.
See, I want to have the opposite. I want mine put in the ocean.
Me too. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you're land, we're sea.
Wow.
Yeah, you and Brian can be trees together.
We are. We're going to hold little oak stumps.
Oh, you're going to hold your limbs.
Yeah. Will you be mad if me and Brian are holding limbs?
Yeah. Me and you shoulder together. Swimming. Who gives a fuck? Look at us.
And yeah, we're going to be swimming, and then we'll get eaten by an octopus.
You're fish food is what you are.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's what I want.
I love that. Okay, so if you were to not be cremated and you were in a coffin.
Girl.
I know, we all hate that. Uh-huh. We're not really going to do it. But let's say, for instance, for argument's sake, if you were to be buried, what would be your burial outfit?
I Lisa just would have be to go totally elderly goth. Hot pink. Let's just go.
What would an elder goth do?
I would do it because if they had to what is it, disembowel? No.
Oh yeah,
disembark.
They do all that stuff.
What are they when they retake?
They embalm?
No, when they take your when like if they're like, oh, I don't think she really died like
oh,
that.
Oh, they dig you up.
Dig you back up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They'd be like,
that's not Lisa.
What?
No.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Yeah,
that's me. I'm going to be in this whole glittery looking outfit. Yeah.
You're going to die of glitter bombs.
So when each of the that would be
exhumed.
One of the grandkids come up to look at me, they'd be like, fuck, that's my grandma.
No, they'd laugh. The, kids, no, the girls would go,
blah, blah. The girls would, my granddaughters would love it.
They I'd think be it's like, hilarious.
If I was all glittered out, they'd be like,
we should put your ashes in glitter.
Yes.
And mix it together.
And then give
and you'll
it
be
to them
a glitter
in there.
Fish.
Yeah. Yeah, then that might hurt the fish. I don't know.
Oh.
We'll have to see.
Yeah, there's a lot to think about.
Yeah.
Okay, that was funny and cute, but I had one more dead question not funny or cute. No, I'm totally serious.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you ever seen a dead body or been with someone while they were leaving this earth?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
If
you choose to.
No, yeah. My grandmother, when she was passing, I got a call and I got to the hospital and was holding her hand and she passed away.
Was that a beautiful experience?
Yeah, it, Are it you really, glad it, that you it, yeah, were there? It really was. I was in the room when my mother passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, my mother's was kind of like, I kind of expected it. You know, my grandmother was like, it was kind of an honor, actually, because everybody, every time we talk about it or something, and my uncle, he'll be like, she waited for you.
Oh, my goodness.
She waited for you to get there.
It's really a beautiful thing.
And I was in the room, what, 2 days with my mom before she passed away? Day and a half, but yeah, mm-hmm. I was in the room with her, but it sounds funny, I was more happy because I knew my mom was not...
She was suffering.
Not healthy, yeah. My grandmother, she just was, you know, cute little old gal, and it was her time, but...
Yeah.
And then I didn't make it to my Aunt Mary's passing, but I went and sat in the room with her. She thought it was kind of, she didn't like it so much. But I sat there for probably a good 2 hours and held her hand, and we talked to, you know, about her and stuff like that. But yeah, I've seen, besides family members, I've seen dead bodies because I worked in a hospital.
Right.
And stuff like that. But no, I'd have to say my grandmother's experience was probably seriously one of my favorite and, you know, most beautiful things, knowing that I was there when she passed.
I love that. Yeah, that's really nice.
The only dead body, that sounds bad, but the only one was Daryl's grandma and his mom. I wasn't there when his mom passed, but I did go in the room afterwards.
Uh-huh.
And then I was there when his grandma passed. But other than that, I don't like that stuff.
Right.
I didn't even like, I wouldn't look at my grandmother in her casket when she passed away. I don't like it. I don't want to see it. I don't want that to be the last thought, my last vision.
Yeah.
And so, no, that's not for me.
Well, it's jarring. It's a vessel. Yeah. And I don't think that you're prepared for it, especially when you're young. And I don't know why that ritual is for, like, open caskets and viewings and stuff beforehand. And maybe that's helpful to some people. But I think probably the last one I saw that was a friend of ours was Jeff Jay's. And that was an open casket deal with a car accident. And I don't know. It just made me realize that I didn't want to do that ever again.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked fine, but it's just a vessel. I can't think of a better word.
Yeah.
You know, the essence of that person is gone. And then one of my ex-husbands, when his mother died, they didn't give us, we knew that she was very, very ill and in a facility where that was probably bound to happen, but there was zero warning when we were coming to visit for what we knew would probably be the last time that she had already passed. And it was actually kind of gruesome, you know, because we didn't get to ease her into that passing and all of that. And just the distortion and all the things that come with rigor mortis and all of that. And I think they did a terrible job of warning us what to expect.
Right.
And, you know, she's obviously fine and out of pain and all that other stuff, but I think it's jarring for somebody who's not prepared for that.
Yeah, I don't even really like to go to funerals, and I know that sometimes you have to. I mean, it's just out of respect for the family and stuff, but I've always been the one who sits in the back row I don't want to see the body if it's an open casket and stuff, and I sneak out before everybody walks by and stuff like that. Yes. So, yeah.
When we went to our friend Pam, my friend Pam's, I grew up with this girl, and when she passed, and she was a big Avalanche fan.
Yeah.
So I took a hockey puck, and I said, you know, there's hockey in heaven, love you, D.
Oh, that's so
sweet. And so I stuck it inside her casket. But when I looked down, they did a terrible job of this girl was a beautiful girl, and what I the vessel that I seen,
ever see think I've never well I haven't seen a lot a good but bo- even no. yeah but they don't, no I mean nobody I've seen, does a good job.
Oh, I got a funny story too, but so
we could use some lightning.
Yeah, no. So when I stuck the hockey puck in there and stuff, well, they ended up cremating her.
Yeah.
Well, then her husband contacted me, and he goes, dude, that was fucking awesome. He goes, they gave me the puck. He goes, I didn't even know that was in there.
Beautiful.
I go, I didn't know she was getting cremated. He goes, yeah, they couldn't cremate her with the puck because it would cause
melt.
Something.
Yeah, sure.
But he goes, that's really cool. He goes, I got a case for it, and I have it up on the mantle. And I'm like,
lovely.
He goes, but what a great message. But so when my grandmother, darling, passed away, It tore me up, because that was the little gal. I mean, she was 4-0. She's probably about the same size as Bunny. But I was closer to her. She's the one that taught me how to cook, how to sew. I mean, just a lot of stuff, you know, that has gotten me through my life. I mean, she did a lot for me. So when she passed away, we went to her viewing. And she was down in Texas and stuff, so we go through the viewing. We're looking, and I'm like, you know, I kind of got choked up and cried, and you know, my older brother thinks men don't do that. And it's like, oh, you know, grandma doesn't want you. I'm like, grandma, fuck you.
Absolutely.
So we're outside, and I'm sitting there, and I'm kind of crying, you know, and my brother Jerry goes, I'm really bummed. I go, why? He goes, they cut grandma's mustache off.
Her mustache. Oh, it was part of her.
Yeah. He goes, they shaved grandma's mustache.
God bless her.
But so that right there broke the, you know, set. And then and then we went to a strip bar that night. My brother.
He did.
Nothing says, dead grandma, we love you. Like, hey, here's a couple ones.
Grandma wouldn't want to know.
Grandma wouldn't want it.
And she's like, they cut my mustache.
Wow. They had to go see some hairless broads.
Right. Yeah. Cut her. What?
Look. I see they did you what they did to my grandma.
So I don't know if you have anything else, but one last question. Yeah. What would be your last meal?
Probably a delicious steak from Garden Grace with some really good bread, like hot fresh bread. And I don't know, people say it's overrated, but maybe a lobster tail and or scallops and a beautiful glass of red wine to go with. Well, that's where I'm going. And a baked potato.
I want, and me and Brian have even talked about it, but I want that big, what's the big ribeye? What's the
The tomahawk.
I want the
tomahawk. The one that they put on the Flintstones car?
Yes, kind of.
Yeah. That's a rack of ribs, actually. This is it looks like a tomahawk. It's a huge ribeye.
It's a big, beautiful cut.
That, and like you say, throw me a little lobster tail and some scallops, because I got to have my surf and turf.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Excellent. And a very crispy, cold Bud Light. Crispy cold.
Yeah, no flat warm Bud Light for you.
Nope.
We're not leaving this mortal coil as a bullshit right. beer.
Why am I getting the last meal, by the way? What did I do? Remember, I'm the nice guy that keeps coming back.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be right.
And what do you, how about you, love?
Pastry. You know, because I didn't get it for my
What? Oh, yeah, we blew it. Yeah, we blew it.
I just really want some pastry.
Yeah, almond frosted pastry.
I wish I would put it out there.
Yeah.
And just say it.
Maybe people that really care about you will take care of that.
Maybe. That would be nice.
I wish I had an almond frosty pastry.
That is what I want to eat today. Oh, I wish I had a flaky almond pastry.
It'd make me happy all day.
That was
beautiful.
We'll
be back with...
What
you talking about?
Pastry.
Hey, welcome back, witches. You know, this is one of our newer segments, and it's become a fan favorite. What do you guys think about it? Do you love What You Talking About?
Yes.
I love What You Talking About.
Especially in such a kind of dark episode, I think it adds a little levity, unless you have something really
more dark.
Yeah, it's like, let's talk about Decimore. That's what I'm talking about. I want to talk about the Filet-O-Fish. Let's talk about it.
Is it back?
It's always there.
Oh, okay.
It's always there, but it's really hot and marketed heavily during Lent times because a lot of us Catholics that you know, apparently I'm not a good one for many reasons. But
did you give up something?
I'm going to give up alcohol.
Oh,
remember?
But not beer or wine, just hard liquor. yeah, that's coming.
Shots. When does it start?
By the time this comes out, I think it will have happened. It's not Ash Wednesday yet.
Okay,
that's. I think it's next week.
And while you're on vacation, Easter. You want to...
No, I can have stuff on Sundays. No, and beer and wine.
She makes up her own rules,
okay?
No, dude, because of pina coladas.
Rethink about that.
Okay, I'll rethink it. But in any case, the Filet-O-Fish is very popular during Lent because a lot of people give up meat on Fridays or meat altogether. So, here's the Filet-O-Fish deal. I love them any day of the year, anytime.
Really?
I think they're freaking great. I love the slickery little bun. I love the... I don't like mayonnaise, but I love their fake tartar sauce bullshit in there with the crunchy, pickly, oniony action.
Wow.
And then that slick piece of half-melted American cheese. There's something about it that is so artificial and ridiculous. I love it. But here's the deal. So, I don't know if you guys have been seeing this on your newsfeed or if it's just something I'm interested in as a hospitality person. But McDonald's workers are saying, hey, don't order the filet of fish, especially when it's not Lent, because here's the deal. It's been sitting in the window forever. You know, it's just sitting there being a rubbery, frozen piece of not fish. And so they said, you know, if you want something, order something that people order a lot of, because then it's coming out fresher. And then they also said, don't say, oh, I want fresh fries, because it takes like 8 minutes or something. They're McDonald's. They're 30 seconds, people.
Right.
So they're all fresh, and just fuck off.
Wow.
I always wondered if, like, you order something. Like, I had a client who was telling me that she always orders, when she gets a sausage McMuffin or whatever.
So good.
That she orders two patties of sausages and double cheese.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, which, there's a heart attack in a can. But she's actually skinny, which I can't believe that
she's just burning through it.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But if they have to do that special, like, are they pissed, or is it fresher because they had to make it fresh because they're doing it special?
I bet they're pissed.
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends on how busy they're.
Yeah.
I want a sausage, my egg, and a sausage. Mm. Cheese.
Yeah, because I thought about, I went to McDonald's not too long ago, and I was like, double cheese sounds amazing on my sausage McMuffin.
Yeah.
I don't want double meat, but the more cheese, the better.
Sure.
Do you ever eat the cheese paper? That's what I call it. The cheese that's on the paper.
Yeah, definitely.
And it tastes amazing.
Yeah.
Well, what if there's double cheese paper?
Right.
Right. So I was like, but then I didn't, because I was like, what if they're mad and they spit in my sausage McMuffin?
Yeah,
so,
there's always room for loogies.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Man.
I never take the risk.
Yeah. So that's what you're talking about.
I'm not a specialty orderer.
Yeah.
But you can always order special at the Blake Street Tavern, 2301 Blake Street. We'll add extra fresh jalapenos. We have fresh and pickled. It's delicious.
And we'll put a cheese paper on your plate.
Yes, we'll double your patty. We've got Beyond Burgers, turkey patties, buffalo.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah, name your meat. It hasn't suffered.
How are the Beyond Burgers?
Oh, delicious. It's the best non-meat meat. It's the best plant-based protein. Mm-hmm. And we actually spent months tasting different things, like the Impossible and all the other. It's my favorite, for sure.
Oh, cool.
Good to know.
Thanks for asking.
Nice.
It's the most meat-like non-meat.
Yeah.
Meat.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about some meat, too,
that's,
by the way.
Yeah. That's weird.
Mine is, we're watching that Pam and Tommy Lee.
about Tommy's meat.
Tommy, yeah. Yeah, we're watching that on Hulu, and you know, it's just, it's crazy.
And there's some prosthetic action.
It's just, it is prosthetic action and stuff, and you know, he's talking to his wiener, this and that, and the wiener's talking back to him about making bad decisions, and let's not hook up with this gal, we got a couple other gals we want to try and get with, and he's like, no, this is the one, and the wiener's disappointed.
Because
the wiener wants to go to these other two gals. Yeah, but yeah, so we're watching that. But we ended up watching the Pamela Anderson documentary in between this. And I tell you what, I kind of always thought she was kind of ditzy blonde. I didn't realize how very smart she is.
Yeah.
And how
sweet.
I feel sorry for this gal for everything that happened. You know.
Yes.
And the thing is, you know, people are like, oh, it was a plant. They did it. They wanted.
No.
Neither one of them even gained a dime off of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Or this new docudrama that they've made. And they didn't make money. And she didn't even know that they were doing it, you know. And so, yeah, watching the Pamela Anderson documentary, I really gained a lot of respect for that woman. And she reinvented herself and did a show on Broadway.
Yeah,
and I was like, so cool for her. And, you know, and in the fact, Tommy Lee, it didn't affect him at all because it made him even cooler.
Yeah,
it wasn't, and that's kind of the douchey thing about it.
100%.
You know, as she goes, I'm an actress. But you're the guy that should be doing shit like this.
Absolutely. Right.
It took a thing away from my life, but made yours better. So, feel sorry for that gal, but that's what I'm talking about.
Good one. I couldn't stop thinking about, after we saw the Pam documentary and stuff, it stuck with me for a really long time. I do have a better respect for her and, you know, everything that she did go through and is still going through. I do, however, I heard in her book that she says something about Tim Allen, that like he flashed her one time and says, well, you've showed everybody yours, I'm showing you mine. Well, here's the deal with that. Okay, he says he didn't do it. I don't really care about him one way or the other. I've kind of heard he's kind of a dick. I don't know him. I don't care. But he also is a comedian. And if he did it, it was for comedy. And I don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, if you just, like, flash your wiener every now and again, I, you know, I mean...
In general,
that's why I get away with it, folks.
No.
I just, you know, it's like, I guess
it's a context. I just, in general, I think you should keep it in your pants, male or female.
Yes.
No pun intended.
But I mean, I just don't think, they're making such a big deal out of it. And I don't, you know, we saw a thing on Jimmy Kimmel where he actually flashed George Clooney.
Oh, no.
Who was it?
George Clooney and
the guy who played House.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is. Yeah. They were doing a skit.
Do you think we can save him?
Yeah, they were doing a skit, and they lifted up the sheet, and Jimmy Kimmel actually did have nothing
on
it. And they had to do the rest of the scene just looking at his wiener. So why is that okay and the other isn't?
Well, because it's male to male instead of male to female. You know, it's more predatory.
Boy banter is okay.
Yes.
You know, but when you do it to...
I don't know.
Know your audience. I don't know. Some people might think it's funny, some people
And that's the other thing. I mean, I think a lot of people thought Pam was a lot more sexual than she was because of the boobs and the Playboy.
Yeah,
because
you do stuff like that,
you know, and stuff. So, I mean, I'm not saying I never, ever would say, oh, a woman was asking for it because she wore a short skirt and blah, 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 blah. I'm just saying that I think that, you know, why now? Why is she saying something now? Because her book came out?
I think at that time, it was a product of the times.
Right.
And the keyword there is product. You know, like her and Britney Spears and everybody else. It's like, you have this look. That's where, you know, it's like you're a brand came about. You know, and just not treated like a person.
Right.
So I do feel bad for her. I think that this is hopefully shedding some light on how we treat other people. With that being said, Lisa would like it if you showed her your ween.
Please, I'm not opposed to being shown your ween. I would like to rate them on a Tommy Lee to Tiny Tim basis. No.
This is your cell phone number. Dick pics are welcome. Yeah.
No, just kidding. I don't want to see anybody's ween except for Daryl's and Patrick Waugh's.
Oh,
really? I'll show you later.
You heard it. It'll be fun. Yay. Okay. What I'm talking about, so again, this is kind of funny.
Oh, wait, that wasn't what you were talking about.
I forgot.
Oh, you were talking about.
I was talking on your talk.
Okay.
Should I wait?
No, do your stuff.
Okay. I just was talking on your what you talking.
Okay. No, I liked it. Yeah.
Okay.
your what you talking about was a what are we talking about? Now what is what you were talking about?
That's what you were talking about, and I talked on your talk.
I like it. And you walked the walk.
It was a Lisa talk. Okay. So my what you talking about is, okay, so my mom was telling me that she started watching this movie called The Lobster. And it's so the premise of it, and she said that it was really dumb and she ended up turning it off about halfway through it.
Okay.
But the premise is that you have like so many years, it's like Logan's Run or whatever. Mm-hmm. You have like 27 years to fall in love, and if you don't, they put you in this hotel and then they give you 48 hours to like fall in love with somebody in the hotel. And if you don't, you're turned into the animal of your choice.
What? It's very specific.
Yeah. And then, like, all the animals go into the forest. She said it was dumb. It doesn't matter. That's not really the point of the story.
Okay.
Fascinating.
Yeah, right. I kind of want to watch the movie now, but kind of not at all.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, I guess she was telling her friends this. She was like, I was watching this movie. It's dumb. But this is a blah, blah, blah. So her friend Mickey said, okay, Patty, so if you could be turned into any animal of your choice, what would it be? And my mom said, oh, that's easy. Lisa's dog.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, as we can see right here, look at this.
Snuggled, warm, fed,
which adored. I thought was so funny.
Yes.
And stuff. And then I told her and I was like, well, that's because Fiona is perfect.
She is.
And my mom goes, I could be perfect too, Lisa. I can be perfect.
Way to go, Patty.
Oh my God. She was so funny. So I thought that was the really funny story. And if anybody has seen The Lobster, let me know what you think about it.
Awesome.
I don't know if I want to watch it. I mean, from her critique of it doesn't sound, it sounds kind of weird, but if it's like wonderful, let me know. So that's what I'm talking about.
I like
good
it.
Good one.
Yes.
I'd be an otter.
Otter? The otters are cute.
They're so cute as fuck.
And they know what the hell, they can crack those oysters. You love oysters.
Yes, I love oysters. I like holding hands and floating on my back.
Yeah.
And being precious. Me and Fiona would be pretty cool too.
Yeah, it would probably be. Yeah, look at this.
Yeah, easy life.
Frolic.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a wrap on what you're talking about. We'll be right back with Which Witch Is It? What do you think?
Sit down. Spoon! amazing.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh, yeah, he's the man witch. Oh, yeah.
Hey, y'all, we're back with Which Witch Is It? And I'm going to spin the Wheel of Death.
Appropriate.
And it's me.
Yay! Yay!
Say when you're ready. I got the alarm at the ready.
Okay.
Okay. Take a deep breath.
60 seconds of whatever the bad witch wants to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. We had a really long, good show today. The thing that was funny is that this was... just kind of it was Daryl's idea, and it was kind of fly by night. We kind of threw it in there because we were going to do a game, and we kind of put that on the wayside. You know, we have these big meetings that are very, very intense.
Right. Early.
They take hours and hours and hours and lots of Chinese food, but we figured it out. We went with this one, and it ended up being a good episode, and it's a little bit longer than we had thought about it. One of the things that I forgot to ask is, are you afraid of death? Am I afraid of death? You know what? I am, and I know that that's sad, and I know that that's hard, and I'm glad that you guys aren't anymore, but I am, so we're going to have...
I didn't say that I wasn't.
Well, okay, and that's not your time to talk, it's mine. And we'll let you address that in the...
Cliff Notes?
Who the Reaper one, that where it's going to be part two.
There you go. You're done.
So...
You
so did. There it is.
Yay!
That's which
did.
Which it was.
Yep, nice. That's my minute.
Good for you.
Which
you.
Minute?
You really ramble on, girl.
I can talk.
She's long-winded, sure, like I've said before. That girl can go.
That's all I do all day at work.
She does.
She's how many times do you think I told the goddamn lobster story? No. All my that. Clients are going, yeah, she told me that already. Okay, great. Yeah. Anyways, thank you.
I usually do this... Yeah. I'm telling the same story over again.
Well, yeah. Daryl just puts on his headphones and he's like, I'm so over
here. Here comes the lobster story.
Yeah. It's that one. She's an elder goth. God damn it. She's an elder goth. God damn it.
Well, okay. Thank you for listening to our show, all of you faithful witches. And please go to our website, goodwitch-badwitch.com, to sign up and vote every freaking day until we win this award. Hopefully on westward.com you can go also. Or on our Facebook group, there's a link there also. That's Good Witch, Bad Witch Facebook group. And you can also tell your opinions and let us know if you have a special guest or a topic you'd like to talk about. Or, you know, talk to us about death. We're experts at everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's on our Patreon? All of these episodes on video, but also with the in-between. Sometimes we just, you don't have to watch the whole...
Yeah, go to our YouTube channel.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes.
There's on the YouTube channel, but on Patreon, if you just for $5, it's only $5 a month, mm-hmm. you guys, that's less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
Yep.
And it helps us out with all the stuff that we want to bring
we
to you.
We have expenses.
Yeah, we're going to Australia.
We're not getting rich off this. Well, there's that, too. Yeah. But other more boring things also.
Yeah.
Including taxes. So,
right. Death and taxes.
Hey, you know what?
What?
I think you guys are super.
Thanks.
Yeah, and if we die, well, I guess we're probably going to at some point.
Not anytime soon.
Yeah, no, we should all get burned together. Like if we all die on the plane ride to Australia.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah, we could get cremated at the same time.
Perfect.
And mix up all our shit together and be a fish tree.
Ooh.
What do you think?
Yeah. It's called seaweed.
Or a tree in the ocean.
Yeah.
Oh, seaweed. Yeah.
Yeah, we'd be seaweed.
Perfect. You got it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Stay alive and stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy.